Whatsoever you have done to one of these, my least brethren, you have done unto me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, the nice hymn that the choir just sang, children, is called Lazarus and Dives. Now, Dives is the English way of saying Dives, which is the Latin way for saying the rich man. Our Lord himself tells us the story in the Gospel, which the choir just sang for us before Mass. It's a beautiful tune, and the hymn gives its name as well to that tune. So what's the story? The story is called a parable, and a parable is a story with a point. In other words, there's a reason why our Lord told us this story, to make us stop and think, and to help us to be better, especially during Lent. Well, it's a story about a very wealthy man. He was really rich, and he had a big dinner every day to which he invited his family and his friends, and he spent lots of money on the food and on the wine and on the table settings, and everything was just as good as it could possibly be. But outside his house, by the gates of his house — back then people lived behind big old gates, as rich people still do today — outside the gates of his house on the street was a poor man, and this poor man's name was Lazarus. And Lazarus was not only poor but sick, and he was covered with sores, and he was a beggar. And the rich man, Dives, he used to pass by, and his guest did too, the poor man every day on the way to dinner, and they never stopped, and they never gave him anything to eat or to drink or any money. They ignored him. They didn't even see him. The dogs even felt bad for the poor man. The dogs that used to, back then, the dogs were allowed in. The dogs kind of come and go as they want to. That's how it is in Mexico. It's a dog's life in Mexico. Well, the dogs would come in, and they would lie under the table, and they would eat the table scraps and any crumbs that would fall from the table to the floor. Well, even they felt sorry for the poor sick man, Lazarus, and they would lick his wounds sometimes. And I think they tried to make him a little bit better that way. Well, they both died. The Lazarus, the poor sick man, he died, and he went to limbo, called Abraham's bosom, on account of, because heaven was still closed, because our Lord hadn't opened the gates of heaven yet. But it was a happy place of waiting. And the rich man, Dives, he died, and he was buried in hell, the fires of hell. And he asked Abraham, Father Abraham, who was the great saint of the Old Testament, one of them, to appear to his brothers so his brothers could be warned and so that they wouldn't end up in the same place. But Abraham said, oh no, that's not possible. Besides, they have the Bible, and they have all of our laws. Let them just obey them, and they could save their souls. But of course they wouldn't. Now, why does our Lord tell us that story, children? Because it's very difficult for us to be kind to others, to see our Lord in them. That was the example of Saint Francis, wasn't it? When he first started having what he called his conversion, he gave money to the poor people, but the lepers — leprosy was a special kind of a catchy disease, and you got it in your skin, and eventually would eat up your fingers and things, and made big wounds, and it was very painful. And there are a few people in the world today that still do have leprosy. Well, there were lots of lepers then. Leprosy had come from the East to Europe, to Italy. And Saint Francis was repulsed by it, and he was afraid of it too. So he would give money to lepers, but he would never touch them or give them the money directly. He would give the coin to one person, and he would say, here, now you give it to the poor person. I don't want to touch him. And then he would hold his nose so as not to breathe the leper's air and run away as fast as he could. Well, our Lord was appearing to him, you see, and our Lord was telling him that he had to follow Jesus crucified, and he wanted to as well. And one day, our Lord appeared to him, and he said, "See here now, Francis, this will never do about the way you're treating my poor sick people, my lepers. You have to conquer yourself. And if you do, you can make what is bitter sweet, and what has been sweet to you before bitter." That's worth thinking about, older children. You can sort of turn things around, in other words, the things that became that were the most difficult of all to do, if you conquer yourself with the cross during Lent, they can become delightful and sweet and joyful. And the things that you used to really enjoy doing, I mean the bad things like hitting somebody or telling a lie or stealing or being lazy, that sort of thing, they would become bitter to you. So St. Francis said, "Yes, Lord, I promise that I'll try." Well, one day he was out riding his horse, because remember, he was a wealthy young man, and he had a horse and he had lots of money. And he saw a leper there in the middle of nowhere. They were out in a field, and there was one leper walking along, kind of hobbling on his crutches, as lepers will. And he stopped his horse, he put the brakes on, and he got down, and he gave not just one coin, but he gave a whole handful of coins to the leper. And there was nobody else there, so he did it himself. But before he put the coins in the hands of the leper, he bent over and he kissed the hands of the leper. And then he filled them with money, and then he got up and he rode away. He had conquered himself, children. Then when he turned around to say goodbye to the leper, he was gone. He had disappeared. It was our Lord. And then from then on, he was always most particular to be very kind to the lepers. And for a while, he even lived with them and washed their wounds and took care of them. And he was like Father Damien of Molokai, which is in Hawaii, and he was a great American hero of love for the lepers. He was not afraid of them anymore. One day, one of his brothers, who was a very simple sort of a brother, had taken the leper from his leper hospital to their regular monastery. And he was kind of showing him around and everything. And St. Francis corrected him, and he said, "Brother James," he said, "you know, that's not really good for the leper." He called the leper Brother Christian. "And it's not really good for us either. So you had better make sure that you just keep the leper in his hospital, because that's where they'll take the best care of him." Well, then later on, St. Francis got thinking, maybe I was too mean to Brother James, and maybe I hurt the leper's feelings by saying that and cutting short his visit. So he thought to himself, "I'm going to do a penance to make up for it," just as we're doing during Lent, giving up things. And the penance that he had, that he thought of, that he would do, would be that he would eat with the lepers out of the same dish that they did. And so he and a leper sat down and they shared the same dish. And back then they didn't have knives and they didn't have forks too much, you know. It would be sort of a child's delight, because you could just sort of reach out and grab the food with your hand. And that wasn't considered impolite back then. Today it would be, of course. Well, the leper that he was eating with had all of these sores on his hand, and some were kind of drippy. And they didn't have a bandage on or anything. And St. Francis didn't mind in the least. And he ate the whole meal with the leper, with the sores and the drippy hand, as a penance. Well, we don't have to go as far as that. Not at all, children. But there is something difficult that our Lord wants us to do. And we have to sort of get started doing it this Lent, as St. Francis would have us do as well. And what's that? Why, it's to seek Christ in others. The girl who gets on your nerves and who maybe shoves you sometimes, or the boy that pushes you, or that tells stories, or that you just don't like for some reason, you have to see Christ in that person. And your mom, when she's very strict with you and won't let you do what you want to do, you must see Christ in her. And your teachers, when they seem to be giving you just too much homework and not to understand, you must see Christ in them. And you must see Christ in everybody. You must see Christ in good people, and you must see Christ in bad people. And that's the reason why we have to be nice and kind to everyone and to pray for them and try to help them. That's how we have to conquer ourselves. Not just to be nice to those who are nice to us on sort of negotiated terms, but nice to everyone for the love of Jesus crucified. Children, that's the hardest thing in the world to do. It's even harder than eating your dinner without sharing the same dish as a leper, and he's kind of dripping a little bit into your chicken. That would be a difficult thing, wouldn't it? But remembering, oh, I mustn't say this mean thing. Oh, I must be very patient. Oh, I should just keep quiet now and say a prayer instead of doing the way we usually do. That's the hardest of all. But that's what our Lord asks of us. And the saints, especially good Saint Francis, they point the way. So the next time today you're tempted a little bit against being kind and sweet and agreeable and everything else, and to be mean to somebody or even to think mean thoughts, I want you to think about Saint Francis and think about the leper and think, I must see Christ in that person. Say a little prayer to Jesus on the cross, and I know he'll help you. God bless you. In the name of the Father and of the Son.